with us right now, Mary Doan, the soon-to-be former head coach of the Central Girls basketball team. She'll be heading crosstown to take over the Grand Junction Girls program. And first, Mary, congratulations. Big change coming up for you. Give us the reasons why you're making the move from Central to Grand Junction High School to be the head coach.
Oh, thank you, Jim. I think in life, a lot of times, it's if it doesn't challenge you, it won't change you. And if you're not changing, you're not growing. And, so a lot of this came up with the idea of me being able to make a change, be able to grow myself as a human and as a basketball coach, and be able to help a new program out, and hopefully we can rebuild there and make Junction a significant player here in the Grand Valley, and then obviously, ultimately, we believe this is the best move for my family and my children. As well, and so excited about the new opportunity to do something that I love to do, and hopefully be able to help some kids out with it.
Part of this, of course, you'll be coaching the Tigers, but I imagine a move to Grand Junction High School from a teaching standpoint as well. From that standpoint, is that part of the plan as well?
Yes. Yep. I will be teaching business at Grand Junction High School, and quite honestly, looking forward to. Taking some things off my plate. I do a lot of things at Central, and thankful for the opportunities I've had at Central and the administration. And Tracy Arledge is so fantastic, and this building is very lucky to have such a good human as the principal. But I don't have to do FBLA, Future Business Leaders of America. I'll be taking girls golf off my plate as well. I will be taking the PTEC program off of my plate as well. And so, it'll give me a chance to focus on what I do want to do, what I love to do, and that's, basketball and my family. So that is also a piece of the puzzle that will be really nice.
Mary Doan with us today. She'll be moving to Grand Junction High School to become the Tigers girls head coach. And well, let's just be honest. It's been some brutal years for Grand Junction. Sam's last two or three years, of course, Sam Provenza, who had a tremendous career as Grand Junction girls basketball coach. Things were not great before Sam retired. Team struggled, and he had some challenges in terms of developing players. And so Sam, though, had an incredible program when he was there. But those last years were a little bit rough. And then Sidney Brandon, who, of course, coached for you at Central, coached the last 2 years, great basketball player at Colorado Mesa. But they made improvement in year two under Sidney, but certainly not the level that Tiger fans had seen in previous years when Sam was the head coach. So it is a program that, while there was a little bit of improvement with some players like Harper Young, who was a freshman, who was their second leading scorer, there's some young talent there, but there's a lot of work to be done in terms of getting Grand Junction back to where it once was.
Absolutely, but I think if you can remember, when I took over at Central, they had won 6 games in 3 years, and there was a lot of work to be done there as well. So not something that I'm scared of. Obviously CMU, same deal. When Roger and I went to CMU, there was a lot of work to be done there. And so, yeah, all those things are true about Grand Junction High School as far as they have not been at a competitive level as of late. But, I believe that it comes down to the players wanting to do it and the coaches being able to give them the skills and fundamentals and the competitive nature to do so. And so, it's like I said, I think it's going to be a new challenge, and that's a good thing because when you're challenged, then you have an opportunity to grow. And I think that the girls, from what I've seen and from the people I've spoke with, I think that they want, they want to get better. They want to work, and they want to be basketball players, and that's where it starts.
I mentioned Harper Young was their second leading scorer, the freshman. She'll be a sophomore when you take over as the head coach. Also, they had a sophomore that had a decent season as well, and certainly Ella Alderman that was one of their better players this last season. There is some talent there. I mean, it's like I said, the record certainly does not reflect that, but there is some talent, most notably with Young, that some pieces to kind of build around with what's left there when you take over.
Yeah, I mean, there's some kids, you know, it's not like they haven't been playing basketball, and it's not like they haven't been, you know, getting coached. Like I said, and Jim, I really can't speak on what I have and what I don't have.
Sure.
You know, I just, this has kind of been a whirlwind and a lot. And, you know, the decision to make the change was not done lightly in any way. It was a lot of back and forth and should I, shouldn't I. And, you know, I think I threw my application in at the very last moment. And so I don't know what I have. I do know, you know, of a couple kids here and there, but it's going to take getting into it and figuring it out. And, like I said, what I have noticed is that I believe they want to work. I believe they want to be better. And so that's where it starts, is being able to accept that challenge. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of adversity, and they got to be able to embrace that. And you know, again, it can be a great thing. It can be a lot of fun, but it starts with where your mind is and your attitude. And we got to figure out what we got. So, I'm looking forward to getting started with those girls here soon.
And I know this is still in the very early stages. What does it look like in terms of coaching staff, assistants, things like that for you?
Yeah, I couldn't even talk to you about that right now. Just like I said, I just took the job and just accepted it. And right now, I've been more concerned about, you know, my players at Central, and taking care of where I'm at with this transition. And you know, and I want to do things the right way. I want to make sure that my assistants here at Central are left in a good spot. This program's left in a good spot, and then making that transition to Junction. And and so, as far as assistant coaches. I started thinking about it, and there's a few people I have in mind, and but we're not even there yet.
Knowing what your relation is with Sam Provenza, would Sam be one of those guys that might be involved in what you're doing with the Tigers?
Sam can do whatever Sam wants to do, and I love Sam, and it absolutely would take any help from him. And you know, I don't know, a lot of people don't know this, but, you know, he was my secret weapon the last couple of years anyways at Central. He's been, you know, and watching, he watches my game films, and we talk a lot, and you know, he has a plethora of knowledge, obviously, when it comes to basketball. So there's a lot of times when he was like, hey, did you see this, or, you know, pieces of that. So Sam will, I feel like, be involved in one way or another. And but that's kind of a conversation that Sam and I need to have.
Mary Doan with us on the Team Sports Network. And just kind of finally, Mary, to wrap things up here, some of your best memories of coaching at Central. You took over from Todd Dixon in 2017, so you've been there for a while. You've had some teams that made deep tournament runs, the 20-5 team that you had a couple of seasons ago that made a deep run. Just kind of some of your overall thoughts, some of your memories of coaching at Central.
I think one of my best memories will be just the change in culture and the willingness to come along for the ride. Every player that I coached here, they always had a greater purpose, and we built such a tight family. And you know, Central High School it's a fantastic place for kids to go to school. And I think sometimes that, you know, obviously perception is reality, very, very often. And since I have you on, I mean, I gotta speak on the kids here and the kids that I've coached in the past, and great humans. And so when you think about some of the great moments, you know, I think one of my obviously my players. It comes down to the kids who came through the program, who graduated through the program. When I think back on my time as a Warrior, those are the people that I'm gonna think of. Those are the times I'm gonna think of. You know, the games and the records, you know, those you usually forget sooner, but it's the memories of the people. I think rebuilding, you know, we rebuilt our locker room once, and had a great painting day, and we created things that were ours, and we made a culture that was ours. And that's the piece that will probably be missed the most, but is just that culture and that family and those players that I coached. But they also don't go away. You know, I still stay in touch and talk to a lot of my former players. So I've always said that, you know, your loyalty lies there with your players and your family, and that's probably where my memories are too.
And this is way down your list, but it's going to be exciting. You and Dutch Johnson get that chance to, obviously, as the Tigers boys coach, to coach a game in the brand new gymnasium at a brand new Grand Junction High School. That's an exciting moment for, I think, anybody.
Yeah, I don't know if I've even wrapped my head around that piece. I am excited to work with Dutch. You know, Dutch and I got into coaching about the same time when I was in Durango and he was in Junction. And, you know, our careers have crossed paths multiple times. And, you know, Dutch is a fantastic human, a great basketball coach. It will be, and I'm excited about that piece of it, is just being able to watch and learn from him. And hopefully I can steal some stuff and make my team better. So, the gym, I think that might hit me when we walk in there and get to start practicing in there, but that's not exactly where those are right now. Not the things that I'm most excited about.
Sure. Lots of other things from a personal standpoint for you that are certainly big pluses, as you've referenced in our conversation. Hey, Mary, always appreciate it. I'm thrilled for you. Sounds like you made this decision based on a lot of personal things with your family and taking their needs into account. And I think that's wonderful that anybody does that, put your family first, and those things are important. But congratulations on the move to Grand Junction High School. Looking forward to talking with you as the Tigers' new head basketball coach coming up soon. Thanks again, Mary. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jim. We always appreciate you.